I had to check my messages for a second. So what is your question to me? You walked up to me. I gave you a gospel card. What's your question?
Can I believe in God, which I already do, and you're not going to change my mind, because I know God exists.
Yep.
And I know He loves
I won't try to change your mind from believing in God, no.
And I know He loves me very much, because I've been through all kinds of crap my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 65 years old. He's pulled me out of situation after situation. Now, you're telling me I got to be obedient to God.
You do.
So it's if I drink beer, is that a sin? Is that...
Well, beer is just a liquid like anything else. What is sinful, according to God's word...
What I do when I drink beer.
Yeah. What is sinful, according to God's word, is drunkenness. So if we drink any liquid that affects our ability to be sober-minded, and we end up being... Because I used to be a drunk. So if you end up tipsy, not in your right mind, and you're relying on alcohol, it becomes sinful. If you drink one beer a day and it never causes you to be tipsy or buzzed or drunk, it's not sinful. So there's a lot of parameters. Like smoking, people will tell me, well, what if I smoke one cigarette a day? It doesn't really hurt my temple. Well, smoking's not edifying. It's not good. It's not pure. It's not true. It wastes your money. There's no point in it.
Can God still love you even though you do?
If you're a drunk and you rely on alcohol... God loved the world and He sent Jesus Christ into the world. The love is shown in Christ. If we come to Him, we repent of our sin, which would be drunkenness, and you have to leave. The Bible says, leave your sin, leave your drunkenness. So God loved the world enough to send Jesus, but a lot of people are, most all people are going to go to hell because they love their sin more than God. And if you love God, you will repent and you will leave your sin. And God will forgive you if you leave your sin. But if you keep your sin...
Why do you try and try and try and you just can't do it?
Well, He's going to ask you to keep trying. And He's going to say, by My word and My spirit, you can do it. But if you give up and you just go into drunkenness, you're lost. Well, but if you keep... The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26...
You only get so many chances.
Yeah, well, the Bible says in Hebrews 10:26 that if you live in willful sin... That sin that you keep doing, like drunkenness, and you die in that. Okay, if you die in that sin,
I'll go to hell.
You will go to hell. So there is an unlimited well of forgiveness. But if you die in your sin and you don't repent of it and leave it, the blood of Christ can't cleanse you now. He has to cleanse you, and by you leaving your sin and your willful desire to leave Him. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And so trust me, my wife and I used to be worldly drunks, and we used to be all kinds of terrible things. The Spirit and the Word of God will give you the ability, but here's the thing. You have to set your mind to it, your will to it.
I tried that.
Well, but...
I've tried.
You can't say that you tried because well, no. You've tried, but don't say you've tried so much that you can't do it, because God says you can do it. He's not a liar.
Okay.
He says you can do it. And here's what I would encourage you. You have my card with my contact info.
Yeah, right.
What you need is daily encouragement to strive and to pick yourself up to follow Christ and to leave your sin. Most people say they try and they try like this. Yeah. Guess what? You have to try a lot and
hard. Can I tell you, quick
and most of all, you got to seek the kingdom of God most of all.
Well, I had a quick experience back when I was in jail. I actually had an out of contact with God.
You had a what?
Out of contact with God. When God came down and talked to me.
He talked to you in person?
In jail.
Yeah.
I was in jail.
Be careful about that, because the Bible doesn't say He does that today. That could be deception. Probably is deception.
Or is it just wanting something so bad?
Yeah, sometimes people can imagine things. Satan can come in and deceive. See, God's not meeting with us personally anymore. God speaks through His word. And then he echoes it via the Spirit in us to convict us, confirm it in us. So be careful about hearing voices and following.
No. He lifted me off my bed, let me take a good look at myself.
Yeah.
I have two kids. They're older now, but I was in jail, and I prayed to God, let me see my kids again. And I was facing 20 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I got released like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend time with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about all those experiences, but here's the thing. We don't come to Christ via experiences. You know how we come to Christ today? The word and faith and being willing to ready lose your life. And if you have a problem with alcohol, you have to lose that. If you have a problem with smoking, you have to lose that. If you have a problem with being worldly, you have to lose that. If you dress, act, live like the culture, you have to lose that. You have to become a follower and a disciple of Jesus. How hard it is? Look at us. We've done it, sir. We've done it.
God bless you.
We lost our career. We lost everything. I love you. Let me know how I can help you. You got my info.
Okay.
We'd love to encourage you in the faith.
I'm real serious about it.
You must come out of all those ways. All right?
All right.
You contact me. We got a big website that teaches, and do you have a Bible?
I've read the Bible, but no.
Well, do you want a Bible?
No.
Okay.
I know all the scriptures.
Well, no, you need to. Yeah, it's
I
one
need
thing.
To read it every day.
It's one thing to know it, but you're not
you
obeying
gotta go
it.
Go after this way. You went after this,
yeah.
Right?
It's one thing to know it. You got to obey it, and I encourage you to study it. So let me know if you ever want to study
your
the
name?
Word. James.
James.
We love you. God be praised.